WGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary continues with Logan Health's To Your Health. Your Health. Here to introduce this week's guest medical professional, John Hendricks.
And today we welcome from Logan Health Whitefish, we have the Senior Director of Quality, Risk, and Performance Improvement. That sounds like a big mountain to climb, I guess is what I'm saying. Nancy Hendrickson, good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that you would be in to crack the whip, you know. I wasn't really sure what all of that meant.
Well, why don't you tell us what it all means?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. So yeah, sure. That is quite the mouthful of what we do. So I can break it down a little bit what our department does with quality, risk, and performance improvement. So we're a team that is compiled of folks like myself that are clinical and nursing, and then data analysis. And what we do and try to focus on is really the outcomes of our patients and our patient experience. So we're looking at our data. We survey, we collect data on our outcomes, and we're looking at that data all the time, analyzing it, looking for those trends, what we're doing really well, and really what we need to improve at. And from there, we work with all the clinical teams, we work with the environmental services, nutritional services, really anybody that's involved in patient care, which is everybody at the hospital. And our team will help facilitate and put projects together. So we take the data and say, hey, where can we do things even better? So our patients have the best experience with us. Yeah. And put projects together for them. And then we're very transparent. We want to make sure that we're asking our consumers and our patients and our families, you know, how well we're doing when they come to us for their care. So we make sure that all the teams get that data back as well, too.
Okay, so now what about the risk part? I don't understand that.
So we want safety in our hospital at all times. So always looking at ways that we can mitigate any kind of risk, harm, or any kind of experience. So constantly looking at that data, our patients that tell us about their experiences, how safe they felt. We read their letters. They submit their comments back to us. We go through all those comments literally one by one. We take it very seriously. And then from a risk standpoint, just making sure that we, when our consumers come to us, that they have a safe place to come.
Yeah, it seems like every time I visit anybody at Logan Health, I get a text back or I get a phone call or something asking me about how it went.
Yep.
And, you know, I would imagine some people ignore that. That's probably not what you want, is it?
Right. There is such a thing of over-surveying that you ask too much. So we try to make it very meaningful and spreading those out because we are a larger system now within Logan Health. So just mitigating those touch points that you have with different you know, mm-hmm. whether you're at the hospital or you go to the doctor's appointment, just to make sure that you get a survey, not every single time. We want really valuable and impactful. We don't want to over-survey you that you are, you know, ignore that text message.
Yeah. I get so many survey requests that I just figure I'm in the media, so it doesn't count.
Everybody wants to know your opinion, Rob.
Oh, of course they do.
Well, now, then there's another element of all this, and that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Yes. Yes, so they are, CMS is the organization responsible for creating health and safety guidelines for U.S. hospitals. And so they're really our governing body that we have to follow their regulations. Mm-hmm. And part of that is putting in clinical quality programs to make sure that we're constantly monitoring the quality of our care that we deliver, as well as getting that consumer feedback as well. So they basically make the rules and we follow them and we submit data back to them and then see how we're doing on that and do that continuous performance improvement.
That's a huge source of income for the hospitals.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Medicare and insurance, those are the two major sources of income. And so, if those guys say do something, you usually do it.
Yeah. We want to make sure we're working together and, you know, meeting the expectations of our payers and our patients and all of our consumers.
I think it would be really difficult running the financial part of a hospital because I noticed on the Medicare statement that you get, this is the charge, this is how much we pay, and this is how much you might be responsible for, and then your supplemental takes care of that. But so if you didn't have it Medicare, you'd be paying the full retail amount?
Correct. If you don't have a payer source, exactly.
Okay.
And that's something we try to really work. We have a whole team that is part of our culture is helping them financially navigate because it's very complicated.
Yeah.
So having somebody to go to and to talk through that, and that's something our department will handle too, because some people will call in and say, hey, I don't understand. Why am I being charged for this? So we work one-on-one with patients to help understand their financial responsibility.
And that's kind of confusing with the other carriers. Before I reached Medicare age, I noticed that with the other carriers
sure.
too.
Yeah.
Just because you're with our company, this is the sweetheart deal that you got. And, you know, to make you feel better about your copay, I guess. What do you got, John?
And your premium, too, for that matter. All right, so rankings come along in all this, and how do we do?
So we did really great. We achieved a 5-star rating. This is the first time our hospital ever has. It's the highest rating that can be achieved from CMS. So we are required to send any patients that stay with us a survey. And that is looking at, it's about 46 questions, and CMS also looks at 5 domains of like our readmissions, our mortality, patient experience, what else? And just kind of all that data that we submit back to them and how well we do compositely on that. Mm-hmm. And then we include that survey. So that's asking them like, how well did doctors and nurses communicate with you? How was the environment that you stayed in? Did you understand your medications when you went home? And we get that feedback back.
So there are stars involved in all this, and we'll kind of get an understanding of how those stars work with Nancy Hendrickson right after this.
One American dies every 36 seconds due to cardiovascular disease. Hi, my name is Joshua Duchesne. I'm a general cardiologist here at Logan Health Heart and Lung. There are differences between men and women when it comes to symptoms for a heart attack. Women are more likely to have atypical symptoms, shoulder pain, dizziness, shortness of breath, numbness and tingling in your lower jaw. If you suspect that you're having a heart attack, you should call 911 and be evaluated by a medical professional.
Logan Health's To Your Health continues. Here again is John Hendricks.
Now, I'm not going to go all the way through your job title again, but I will tell everyone that you are Nancy Hendrickson, and you are in charge of quality control and making sure that Logan Health is performing to its very, very best.
And it got, five stars.
Five stars.
Yep.
Five out of five?
Five out of five.
That's
wow.
Right.
So you can go.
How in the world do they figure out who gets the stars?
So they survey, it's a regular. So we're required to do this to ask for feedback and to submit data. So there was about 3,100 hospitals that had enough data. You have to have enough responses back for it to be meaningful. So out of 3,100 hospitals, we were one of 483, I believe it is. So that puts us at the 6% of hospitals in the U.S. that achieve this rating. So we're super proud of that. And aim to always be a 5-star and working on continuously keeping that and improving. And it's much like a Yelp review. So this is public. So consumers and healthcare can go out and kind of like shop for the best healthcare out there. So this really puts us at the top of our rating that we provide safe care and that our patients have really good experience with
us. Is this the hospital level or is this take us all the way down to the general practitioners?
So I like to say it's all of us because that's a big thing that we work together. Even if it's not in the inpatient, we partner at care transitions. That's one of the questions that folks are surveyed on, how well we help people in that care continuum. When we're discharging, we partner with you. It's, you know, we're here to treat you at your episodic care, but we also look at you. It's a big part of our culture holistically. So what is all playing into your healthcare, how we can help support you. You know, we love folks to come to us for care, but ideally nobody wants to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
So how can we work with primary cares and specialists and all work together to help patients? It's very confusing to navigate healthcare, so we want to make sure that we partner with folks.
Now, this is just a curiosity question, but how did you come to this position?
Good question.
Yeah.
So I've been a nurse for 25 years and have worn many, many different hats. And I've been with Logan Health Whitefish for 9 years, and I think just something that is really great about this position, it gives the opportunity to look at the whole organization and how we can all come together and work for the better of our patients, and that we are, you know, just exceeding expectations and just performing at the highest quality.
So you are more than just a statistician.
Yeah, I have actually a great team that's really good at pulling the stats. And what I like to do is humanize that data.
Okay, now you're with Logan Health Whitefish. This rating is for Whitefish, or is it overall for
it's
Logan?
It's for Logan Health Whitefish specifically.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, way to go. And I noticed that Diane, when she teased her coming up, she mentioned North Valley Hospital. You know, there are some of us that still think of it like that. You know, we still call it Big Mountain on occasion, too. But I know that my wife worked up at North Valley or Logan Health Whitefish, and she mentioned that it was a plane tree hospital, and the way she explained it to me was really focused on the patient.
It is. So we've been a plane tree hospital for about 20 years now. We were the first one in the state of Montana to have that affiliation. And what that is we're part of it's an international organization, and it's an evidence-based culture that you build. So we're very proud of it. We talk about it all the time. It really is the mind, body, spirit, everything incorporated from how our facility feels and looks to you to alternative therapies. We've got pet therapy, we've got massage, aromatherapy, all those things that can play part into your healthcare and your experience with us. And making sure, like I was talking about, partnering, working with the community. It's very much a supportive culture. We're very supportive with each other. Every quality project we put into place, we make sure we have a plane tree goal, because we always bring it back to the patient. And it's also for us as employees. We're very open, we're very transparent. We have a really great culture and retention to keep our staff, that they feel supportive. So, you know, even general orientation, you'll have an orientation, we have a whole day you just spend learning all about the plane tree philosophy as well.
Now, John, my last procedure I had up there, I had to have a knee repair. They call it a revision. And I even got a massage before I went in. Like, can we give you a massage?
Yeah.
This is like going to a spa. You know, it's really nice.
We have had many patients say it's like a spa. Yes.
Well, I think about all the hospitals around the country, the big ones, Cedars-Sinai, and all the big hospitals. And here we are in Whitefish, Montana, getting a 5-star. And a lot of those guys didn't. I want to understand why after this.
One American dies every 36 seconds due to cardiovascular disease. Hi, my name is Joshua Duchesne. I'm a general cardiologist here at Logan Health Heart and Lung. There are differences between men and women when it comes to symptoms for a heart attack. Women are more likely to have atypical symptoms: shoulder pain, dizziness, shortness of breath, numbness and tingling in your lower jaw. If you suspect that you're having a heart attack, you should call 911 and be evaluated by a medical professional.
Logan Health's To Your Health continues. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Nice conversation today with Logan Health Whitefish Senior Director of Quality Risk and Performance Improvement, Nancy Hendrickson. And, I mentioned that I've been in the hospital before, and I found the follow-up to be phenomenal. I pre-registered before I even had a surgery. You don't, so when you walk in, you're in the express line and you're getting a massage, and then you have your procedure, and there's a limited number of rooms too. What is it, 26 rooms?
25 beds total.
25 beds. Yeah. So, and they take you in before your procedure. This is where you're going to be. This is what a room is like. And so, you know, it isn't so much a shock. You feel like you're coming home. So I've had a good experience even when I was released. The release nurse calling the next day saying, how are you doing? And I said, I feel great. She says, well, get ready for the pain train. You know, the nerve block is going to wear off. Anyway, Nancy, you've told us all about it. What does our small community hospital in Whitefish do to receive this high honor?
I really believe it comes down to our culture. We say it all the time, but we really mean it, and we really put it into our practice. With our plane tree philosophy, we also have a shared leadership certification, first hospital, critical access hospital in Montana that was able to achieve that in the heat of COVID. So very proud of that. And really what that is with our nursing departments, our nurses are empowered to lead their departments, and their supervisors and senior leadership, they're there to put swim lanes in of, finances, vendors, that kind of thing. But we really put the power into the boots on the ground that are delivering care, that they want to be able to give the best care that they can and have the best experience at work as well, too. So I think just supporting our culture, partnering with our patients and taking care of each other, you know, it's a saying, happy employees will deliver happy care.
Yeah. So. And that's the thing I've noticed, that the employees seem to really care and take pride in their work. And that's the Plane Tree philosophy there. If you have to, you go to your primary care physician, you go to a specialist within the Logan Health umbrella, can you say, well, do you do your procedures in Whitefish? Can you request going to Whitefish?
Yeah, any patient should have the choice of where they go. That's why we have this data that's public, so people can kind of shop around for where they'd like to receive care. But patient preferences, their choices, is something that should always be offered to anybody that's looking for healthcare.
And the people under the Logan Health umbrella, many of them operate in both facilities.
Correct. Yep. You sure do. Yep. A lot of our surgeons. And
So, Nurse Nancy walks the walk, talks the talk, and now makes sure that it stays that way.
Yeah. That's our goal, is to remain a 5-star and just have the staff just completely dedicated and doing the great work that they do.
Do you still do that annual barbecue every year out there in the parking lot with the staff and visitors?
We do a Plane Tree Festival every other year where we invite the community, and we do have an employee picnic every year too.
So, all right.
Well, this has been a really great conversation, and we learned all about it from Nancy Hendrickson. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Please plan to join us again next Tuesday at 12:45 for Logan Health's To Your Health, part of the KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM.
KGEZ.